This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where we are still focused on the impact of last November's election and debates over the validity of the election and the riot that scarred the Capitol building and the resulting impeachment charges. The trial continues even as we speak. But also, at the same time, Republicans, particularly pro-Trump Republicans, are actually launching new efforts to take control of the House of Representatives. And they look very promising for the GOP. We will get to that story coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First off, I want to welcome back to the show a friend of the show, Andy McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He is an NR, National Review, contributing editor. He's also a veteran federal prosecutor, one of the most astute legal observers out there, and author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. Well, right now, there's no presidency that is subject to the an attempt to destroy it. But there is a very vigorous case being made by Democratic managers about the one article of impeachment that they have passed through the House and the Senate is hearing. Andy, I take it you've been watching much of, if not all of, the Senate proceedings.
I have, Michael. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, I know that you look at this as a veteran prosecutor, and this is not the kind of job that a real prosecutor would put on, because there are really no witnesses. This is a they're treating this as an exclusively political process, not a quasi-judicial one, right?
Yeah. If you, Michael, if you had been a student of due process as developed over centuries of Anglo-American jurisprudence, and then you wandered into the Senate today, you'd be forgiven for saying, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Because
well, first of all, you have a juror who's presiding over the proceedings, right? I mean, you have one of the jurors, the 100 jurors, Pat Leahy, is presiding over the proceedings.
That's exactly right. And what people, I think, need to understand is this is not a legal proceeding. It's called a trial, and we have to call it a trial because the Constitution calls it a trial. It says explicitly that the Senate shall try impeachment. But the Senate is a political body, and actually this is a political judgment, not a legal one, and it would be entirely normal the only impeachments I think we pay a lot of attention to are presidential impeachments, not that impeachments are that frequent. But, you know, Michael, when any other government official is impeached, you have exactly what you have today, which is the president pro tem of the Senate, if not the vice president, presiding. And it's entirely political. And, if it's the president pro tem of the Senate, he's always allowed to vote, even though he's supposed to be sitting on the trial. So it's more like a committee hearing where the chair of the committee votes just like everyone else does, and the chair is just kind of first among equals. But this is not the way a normal trial works.
I assume that you share the consensus view that the defense team for the president, the two attorneys, Bruce Castor and David Schoen, could, how do I put it, up their game a little bit when they're responding later today. Could they improve their presentation, you think?
I think it'd be hard for Castor not to. I thought Schoen did a workmanlike job. I have sympathy for both of these guys because, you could say that this is Trump's fault because he fired his perfectly good set of lawyers right before the trial, and then these guys really didn't have enough time to compare, whereas the House impeachment managers have done an incredibly effective job in this forum and taken every good advantage of what they're allowed to do in it. They've been living with this case for months, so it shows. But, you know, how much will they up their game? How much of this is about, you know, raw ability versus preparation and all that stuff? I don't know. I'll say this much. We know the outcome. This is like one of these crazy things where we know the destination already and the only details are about how the journey goes. Trump is going to be acquitted, and that it probably doesn't matter how much they up their game, short of, I suppose, if they brought Trump in to testify and he said crazy stuff, which you could never discount, that could shift some votes, but I don't think that's going to happen.
What I gather from, and again, this has not been publicly announced or proven, but they are supposed to have blockbuster evidence that the Democrats, that they have not revealed yet, that suggests that Trump was watching the riot on TV and was very excited about it and very positive about it. Do you think if there is anything like that, that the president was actually, way to go, guys, oh boy, they really are letting him have it, isn't that terrific? If he was watching these violent scenes with that kind of reaction, do you think that could sway some Republican votes?
I think it could. I especially think if it sways Senator McConnell, McConnell could probably take more senators with them. I think that, you know, they'd be influenced by that. I think the problem in terms of getting over the top, Michael, which means, you know, you have to get 17 Republicans. And I can see them getting 7 and maybe even 10. Getting to 17 is a real lift. And I think the problem is 44 of them are on record at this point saying they think the proceeding is illegitimate. And it looks like Schumer and the White House are sufficiently anxious to get it over with that they are not letting the House managers do a full-blown presentation. So what you're describing may exist, but it's not going to be as effective as it could be if you brought witnesses in and did it all in lurid detail. I've always thought if I could try this case, what I would do is exactly what you just described, put it into testimony with videotape in lurid detail what was going on at the Capitol, and then account minute by minute what Trump was doing while all that was happening. I think that would be very effective, but I just don't think in the constraints that are on them they have the time to do that.
What do you think is the best outcome for our country? I mean, just watching those scenes again of January 6th, it makes you so sick and so sad about what we've come to. What's the best outcome of this entire process?
Well, you know, I think it would have been better to have a resolution of censure, because
Amen.
I think you would have gotten more Republican votes for it. And I do think that it was important to have accountability for what happened on January 6th, regardless of whether it was in the context of an impeachment trial or not. I think what's going on today had to happen in some context, because there's got to be accountability for this. I think what's going to happen is they rushed an impeachment. They really didn't do as good a job in the House as they should have. The impeachment article they returned has a lot of problems with it. And now you're going to have Trump will be acquitted, which he'll be able to claim as vindication. I don't believe the storyline that the Democrats are trying to disqualify him. I think they'd be delighted to have him continue to fracture Republican politics. So
I don't think the best outcome is,
it's not this.
Amen to that. You can read, we've put some of Andy's most recent commentary on this case and more up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Read Andy regularly in National Review and listen to him as a contributor to Fox News and more. We will be right back with a lawsuit that is far dumber than anything even the Senate of the United States could cook up. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show, regardless of the outcome of these impeachment proceedings, and I think that what Andy McCarthy said is almost certainly true. I think there will be Republicans who vote to convict the president and would then be very glad to see him prevented from holding public office ever again in the future. but they're not enough Republicans. They would need 17 Republican senators to take that position for that to happen. And I think it's extremely unlikely. And I think that Andy's numbers correspond to mine. I think they could get up to 10, which means that President Trump would come down as only the second president in history after Andrew Johnson, where there was actually a majority vote of the Senate of the United States to convict him. But he would still claim exoneration and vindication. There is, meanwhile, extraordinarily good news reported by the National Journal, which isn't normally a pro-Republican, pro-conservative operation, about the upcoming race for the House. We will get to that in a moment. But first up, since we're all obsessed right now with the legalities of an impeachment trial, something where I think the legal prospects are a bit more clear in our dumb lawsuit of the day.
Oh, this is O.J. Simpson for 1-800-LAW-HELP. One of the most important rights that we have in our country is the ability to go to court and obtain justice.
The best things in life are free.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money.
Louisiana woman, whose name is Tessica Brown, was struggling to remove Gorilla Glue from her hair, and she claims that the company that makes Gorilla Glue is going to have to pay her very big money. She was hospitalized and is very bad. It's not, by the way, this is a public service announcement. Do not put Gorilla Glue in your hair. No matter what, it's a very bad idea. So she put the Gorilla Glue in her hair. She went to the hospital. She says the company is liable because their warning label didn't have anything telling you not to put it in your hair. She's now considering a lawsuit, reports the New York Post, to get out of the sticky situation. Tessica Brown has consulted an attorney, and she is weighing litigation against Gorilla Glue because while the product's label warns against using on eyes, skin, or clothing, it does not mention hair. During Tessica Brown's weekend trip to the emergency room, healthcare workers put acetone on the back of her head, but instead of getting to the root of the problem, it burned her scalp and only made the glue gooey before hardening back up. Gorilla Glue is aware of the dilemma and tweeted a statement reading, "We are very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Miss Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. We are glad to see in her recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment for her local medical facility, and we wish her the best." The company goes on to reiterate that its product is, quote, "not intended for use in or on hair, as it is considered permanent." I guess you would say that this would make her hard-headed. Brown posted last week that her hair had been stuck in place for a month after she ran out of her usual hair product and opted to use the extra strong super glue instead. The glue is only intended to be used with products like wood, laminate, fabric, paper, and cardboard. Would she prevail in her lawsuit? I think that what they would be going for is an out-of-court settlement. And speaking of a settlement, there is this. Just five seats away from the majority, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, Tom Emmer of Minnesota, said the committee would target 47 Democratic seats in the midterms. In other words, they just need to win 5 out of 47 seats they're going to be targeting. And the Democrats are going to be tagged, according to Congressman Emmer, they're going to be tagged as job-killing socialists, and it's going to stress the new campaign, the GOP's commitment to reopening schools and protecting the gas and energy sector, which, by the way, that should give them a loan. Protecting the gas and energy sector, the five seats they need. The National Republican Congressional Committee split the House 47 seats into three tiers, 29 battleground districts that featured very tight races last cycle at the congressional and presidential level, 8 where the Democrats are less vulnerable but won by fewer than 10 points or underperformed Joe Biden, and 10 seats that could change significantly during the upcoming redistricting process. And a lot of this is going to be aimed directly on Texas, because in Texas, they may be getting up to 3 new seats, right? So they're going to be redrawing the districts. The Texas legislature is still controlled by Republicans. It's controlled more than ever. And there is a very real chance. They say that in National Journal, like the Democrats last cycle, Republicans are prioritizing Texas in their House battlefield map. The NRCC is targeting more seats in Texas than any other state, according to its newly released 47-seat offensive. While there are plenty of familiar names, Representatives Andy Kim, Elaine Luria, and Alyssa Slotkin outside the Lone Star State, the addition of Texas Representatives Henry Cuellar, Vicente Gonzalez, and Filemon Vela reflect Republicans' aggressive strategy in districts that were considered out of reach in previous elections after making significant inroads with Latino voters this last election. Only 5 seats separate Republicans from taking control of the House, and Texas alone could deliver them the majority. The state could gain as many as 3 seats, will gain at least 2. So all of that, should be very encouraging. More encouraging political news? A friend of mine and a remarkable young Republican politician is a Josh Mandel, who is twice the state treasurer for the state of Ohio. He just announced he is running for Rob Portman's open seat. Rob Portman is a great U.S. senator. I think that Josh Mandel could be a great U.S. senator. He, Mandel is a, by the way, decorated veteran, an officer in the Army who served in the Middle East, Harvard graduate, and a smart guy. And he's the first prominent Republican to make his bid official. And here's one of his brief comments that he tweeted. Watching this sham impeachment has made my blood boil and motivated me to run. I'm going to Washington to fight for President Trump's America First agenda. And given the fact that President Trump carried Ohio very easily, if Josh Mandel wins the Republican nomination, which he might, he'd be a very clear favorite. What about the presidential race of 2024? There's an impact, a piece in Politico about the minefield awaiting contenders. We'll get to it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House impeachment manager Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says former President Trump clearly incited the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th and was no innocent bystander. As House impeachment managers continue to make their opening argument against the former president, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, on what else we can expect.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing.
Cruz's comments courtesy of America's Newsroom. A polar vortex is pushing severe winter weather across the United States. Winter storm watches are now in effect from Arkansas to West Virginia as the region braces for potential ice storms through the rest of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Things we've established on this show today is that Gorilla Glue may be a technological marvel, but it's not a hair product and should never be considered as such. But for other technological marvels, you can actually participate in startups that develop, discover, and then, yes, market them and do extraordinarily well. It's a fascinating world out there. It's the most exciting edge of our economy. And taking a look at high-tech companies that could become the sensations of next year or the year after that, or maybe even of next month, check out what's on offer for your investment from our crowd. Our crowd is crowdsourced investments, which makes it available to ordinary people. You don't have to be some kind of heavyweight player, big Wall Street gambler, anything like that. But check out the newsletter, which comes out every week with new offerings and opportunities. It's completely free, and you're also invited to webinars to view some of the videos about what is going on at the cutting edge of high technology products and services. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd. It's listed at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner and sign up. Completely free. Lots to gain and absolutely nothing to lose or to sacrifice. Speaking of losing and sacrificing, there's a piece over at Politico that is it's fascinating in its way because it looks that this impeachment question very much in the sense of a political gamesmanship. I actually think it's more serious than that, and I think that there are a lot of Republican senators who are taking it more seriously than that. I think that for people like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse, who are almost sure to vote to find President Trump guilty, they're not doing that because they hope to politically gain from it. They clearly won't. It's a tough vote for a Republican. But they're doing that because they believe in it. But this piece says that there are at least four very obvious presidential contenders. People have even expressed their interest in running for president next time, who were sitting there in that Senate jury, and credibly as many as eight. They count two candidates from last time who are looking to run again, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, plus Josh Hawley of Missouri, and plus Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And their question is, what kind of political minefield is it out there for a potential presidential candidate? At least half a dozen senators, and perhaps more, could credibly be considered potential presidential candidates in 2024. Don't forget Senator Scott, Tim Scott, or the other Senator Scott, Rick Scott of Florida, who said he may run. They almost surely will vote with President Trump. Tim Scott, I'm not so sure, but Rick Scott, certainly. And though nearly every one of them is expected to vote to acquit Trump, writes Politico, the strategic approach they take to his trial will offer the clearest window yet into their assessment of the GOP's post-Trump landscape and how they plan to maneuver within it. Republican senators are expected to refrain as much as possible from defending Trump's behavior ahead of the riot at the Capitol, instead arguing, as they have for weeks, that it's unconstitutional to impeach a former president. Beyond that, they've signaled an effort to turn the focus back on Democrats, arguing that Democrats tolerate incendiary rhetoric when it's in the service of their own causes. And what they're talking about here is that awful speech that Chuck Schumer gave where he was protesting a Supreme Court decision. He was right on the steps of the Supreme Court, and he said, Gorsuch, we're coming for you. And Kavanaugh, we're coming for you. And fortunately, thank God for him, for Chuck Schumer, and for America, nobody did come for those justices. But if they had, well, if you had, you'd have a situation that was similar to what happened at the Capitol, where people did come for senators or a vice president they opposed. If Republicans, Mark Weaver, who's a Republican strategist, former Deputy Attorney General of Ohio, said, few of the senators will want to do a full-throated defense of everything Donald Trump said and did, which means the safest path is to point out that this is really a political stunt by the Democrats. You want to move from defense to offense. If Republicans follow that thinking, writes Politico, it will align them with the whataboutism advanced by Trump's own legal team. Trump's lead attorney, Bruce Castor, said last week, there's a lot of tape of cities burning and courthouses being attacked and federal agents being assaulted by rioters in the street, cheered on by Democrats throughout the country. By leading the opposition to the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory, Cruz and Hawley embraced the pro-Trump primary lane more completely than any of the other potential candidates. Staking out a middle ground, Cotton of Arkansas broke with Cruz and Hawley, making a constitutional argument for the election certification before, in turn, making the constitutional argument against impeachment. If you're looking at this through the lens of 2024, you basically have two choices for how you deal with it, said Kevin Madden, a former Romney advisor. You either think Trump's going to run, and at some point you have to confront him, and in that case you're going to ask themselves, do I pick that fight now with impeachment, or do I pick a fight with Trump later on? The fear for Republicans is if Trump's team strays from its constitutionality defense, instead relitigating Trump's baseless claims that the election was stolen from him or arguing his behavior ahead of the riot was wholly appropriate. Even for the senators who have embraced Trump most fulsomely, advisor named Heckman, strategist, says Heckman said, if I were advising them, I would say, stay in the pack. I just don't know how you win on this. It will certainly be interesting to see if anybody will make the argument that Trump didn't do anything wrong. That's a guy who becomes a hero in the Trump coalition, but I don't know how you expand it beyond that. Look, for the record, I cannot imagine President Trump running in 2024 and winning in 2024. You don't want to know why? Because of everything that has happened since the election, and including losing those two Senate seats in Florida, which really Trump handled it so badly. Did I say Florida? Georgia, right next door to Florida. But losing the Senate seats for Kelly Loeffler and for Senator Perdue, it was a disaster for Republicans. It's made Chuck Schumer majority leader. And the point is that since November 3rd, whatever you want to say about President Trump's presidency before that, since November 3rd, has not been somebody who looks presidentially appropriate. And I think that's going to stick in people's minds. Now, there's a whole theory here, and the Wall Street Journal has advanced this, that the main reason that Democrats have pushed for this impeachment, even knowing that they almost surely will not find President Trump guilty, is to unite their side, because all Democrats are going to be for it, and to divide Republicans, and to undermine, potentially, some of these Republicans who are thinking of making a race. There had been talk, serious talk, about Ben Sasse as a presidential contender. I think that Ben Sasse would be a terrific candidate, by the way. But would he be handicapped by the fact that he is perceived, and rightly so, as anti-Trump? Well, it depends on the way that people remember and think about Trump 3 years from now. And what does that depend on? We will get to that and the Wall Street Journal theory about the strategy behind impeachment coming up on the Medved Show. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things: religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a particularly insightful editorial over at the Wall Street Journal, which I think exposes some of the real motivations and consequences of the impeachment fight that we're all experiencing today. They write in the journal, "As we've said several times, Mr. Trump's actions that day and after the November election were disgraceful." No argument there. He made false claims about a stolen election and later about overturning the Electoral College count. He also misled his supporters about Vice President Pence's solely ceremonial role in presiding over the vote count. By rallying his supporters to march on the Capitol in the false hope of overturning the election result and then refusing for hours to ask them to stand down, Mr. Trump tolerated an assault on a constitutional branch of government. Republicans who think this is impeachable conduct will get no criticism from us. Yet the House impeachers don't limit themselves to that charge. In their single and sloppy impeachment article, they accuse Mr. Trump of, quote, incitement of insurrection. The assault on the Capitol was a riot and a violent one, but it wasn't an insurrection. So why hold this trial, asks the Journal. The answer is transparently political. Hatred for Donald Trump is the Democratic Party's single most unifying principle. Democrats have prospered politically since Mr. Trump was elected, and they'd like to keep him as a foil for as long as they can. They won the election big in 2018, then in 2020, that's what they're talking about. They know he divides Republicans, and they hope a trial will cross-pressure the GOP in 2022. Witness the state party censures of Representative Liz Cheney and Senator Ben Sasse for their criticism of Mr. Trump's post-election conduct. If GOP senators vote to convict, they will face Mr. Trump's wrath in future campaigns. If they vote to acquit, Democrats will run against them as apologists for the Capitol riot. Perhaps this trial will turn up some new evidence that moves the Senate toward conviction, but don't count on it. The House rushed impeachment without hearings, and the only witness the managers have called is Mr. Trump, an obvious political stunt. The irony of this trial is that Republicans would like to move on to debating Joe Biden's agenda, but Democrats can't let Trump go. I think that's profoundly true. And it's true even in the space of some very effective presentations this morning. Joe Neguse, the congressman from Colorado, is a particularly effective public speaker. And he laid out the Democratic case, I think, as well as it possibly could be laid out. This is clip 9. This is Representative Joe Neguse speaking this morning from Colorado. He was speaking from Washington, but he's the representative from Colorado. Listen.
That they were following his orders. They said so.
I thought I was following my president. I thought I was following what we were called to do.
President Trump requested that we be in D.C. on a 6th.
You heard it from them. They were doing what he wanted them to do. They wouldn't have listened to you, to me, to the vice president of the United States who they were attacking. They didn't stop in the face of law enforcement, police officers fighting for their lives to stop them. They were following the president. He alone, our commander in chief, had the power to stop it. And he didn't.
He also asked a question, and I think it's a pertinent question. This is clip 9, Jeremy.
Now, some have said that President Trump's remarks, his speech on January 6th, was just a speech. Well, let me ask you this. When in our history has a speech led thousands of people to storm our nation's capital with weapons, to scale the walls, break windows, kill a Capitol police officer? This was not just a speech. It didn't just happen. And as you evaluate the facts that we present to you, it will become clear exactly where that mob came from. Because here's the thing, President Trump's words, as you'll see, on January 6th, in that speech, just like the mob's actions, were carefully chosen. Those words had a very specific meaning to that crowd. And how do we know this? Because in the weeks prior to, during, and after the election, he used the same words over and over and over again.
And he goes back and features some of those words on Twitter. And one last point, and it was made by Joaquin Castro. This is not the guy who ran for president. This is his twin brother. I know it's confusing. Joaquin is the congressman. Julian is the guy who ran for president, idiotic presidential campaign, and a revolting candidate. But Julian, who spoke today, he's one of the impeachment managers, spoke about political intimidation long before January 6th. This is clip 13A.
His words became their actions. His commands led to their actions. Take a look at this. The same day as those tweets, around 100 Trump supporters showed up in front of the Maricopa County Election Center in Phoenix, some of them carrying rifles, literally trying to intimidate officials to stop the count, just as President Trump had commanded. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs said that protesters were, quote, causing delay and disruption and preventing those employees from doing their job. Let's call this what it was. We're facing a global pandemic. Workers were risking their health to ensure the integrity of our elections. And President Trump supporters were encircling them trying to prevent them from doing their own jobs. This was dangerous, it was scary, and it was a blatant act of political intimidation. In Philadelphia, that same day, police investigated an alleged plot to attack the city's Pennsylvania Convention Center, where votes were being counted. Police took at least one man into custody who was carrying a weapon. And this happened all over, in Atlanta, in Detroit, and in Milwaukee.
And I do think it's important for Republicans to distance themselves from that campaign of intimidation. There's a film out, and is it a candidate for awards? Well, it's different from anything you've seen. It's a film with only two characters, both outstandingly well played, that all takes place in their home, the entire film, while they're arguing and making love a little bit. And, well, the film's called Malcolm and Marie. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A fictional filmmaker played by John David Washington gets a glowing response to his first movie. But when he comes home from the premiere with his girlfriend, Zendaya, she focuses on problems in their relationship in the audacious and searing Malcolm and Marie, now streaming on Netflix.
Well, what is it, Marie? What do you want?
Really? I want to go there.
Yes.
So what happens? Are they going to break up, try to kill each other, or make passionate love? Well, actually, this unusual two-character film, shot in black and white at a single location, offers a bit of all three alternatives. But it's carried by wonderful performances by both of the stars and a smart, though talky, script by young writer-director Sam Levinson. It's rated R for loads of harsh language and drug references, some steamy sensuality and partial nudity, and ominous threats of violence. 3 stars for the unusual and mostly successful Malcolm and Marie. And it is in black and white entirely. Issues, public issues, are not entirely black and white. And one that is vaccinations. There's now a report that dating is... people in the dating world are particularly looking for vaccinated partners. And a report that American ideas may be tearing France apart. What kind of ideas? Very left-wing ideas. Ideas that don't belong in France or this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.